give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Last day of September. And we turn the calendar over to the month of October, starting tomorrow, and we're excited about that, excited about what the Lord's doing here at Bible Baptist Church. Of course, Fridays always means RU Fridays around here. RU stands for our faith-based, Bible-based, Christ-centered recovery program. It's the letter R and the letter U, RU Recovery. And in the early days, they called it Reformers Unanimous, and then here a few years ago, they changed it just to be RU Recovery Program. And we meet every Friday night right here from 7 to 9 p.m. at Bible Baptist Church, and we invite you out and find the victory that so many are finding now on our Friday night program. And we look forward to seeing you at the RU program this evening. And then our normal services on Sunday, 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, 5:30 evening service, and that's for the English and for the Spanish. We have a Spanish church now here at Bible Baptist Church, so if you know someone who is just speaks Spanish, would rather have a service in their native tongue, invite them out. We'd love to have them be part of our Spanish ministry here at Bible Baptist Church. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. The Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wing, under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." And let's stop there for right now. We're going to look at Psalm 91 a little bit today. It's really the Psalm of Life. Psalm 90 and 91 kind of go together, written by Moses, by the way, when they were in the wilderness, wandering in the wilderness and just waiting, really, watching and waiting for people to die. And Psalm 90 is a lot about death, and Psalm 91 is about life. And life is what it's all about for the Christian. Jesus said, "I've come they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." And let me make sure we understand something. Life, we'll say, life begins at 40. No, life begins when you're born again. Life begins when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now let's look at this psalm today, and it talks about, the number one, the presence of God. What is life all about for the believer? Number one, it's the presence of God. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Who? He. Who's he? Anyone. Anyone, he that dwelleth in the secret place, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, young, old, male, female, God's no respecter of persons. We all have equal access to God. Moses would have his tent near the tabernacle, and God's presence was there in the tabernacle. He literally dwelt under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret here is not to visit the presence, but to dwell. Abide in the presence, the secret place. In that secret place, or we dwell with God and we abide with God. We share secrets of our heart, and we learn His also. He reveals His mind to us. Psalm 103, verse 7, amazing verse. It says, "He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel." He made known His ways unto Moses. You see, God longs for us to know Him.
and to be with him. Where? In the secret place. If you do not know him, if you do not understand him, is that God's fault? No, my friend, 1,000 times no. It's a wonderful thing to go through the day in the shadow of the Lord's presence. You have to be near in order to enjoy his shadow. Only abide under the shadow, and you'll only abide under the shadow if you dwell in the secret place. Oh, Christian, don't think about how far out can I be and still be in. Why don't you desire to see how close can I be with God? Can I meet with him in that secret place? Moses is safe, and all the ranks of people. Listen, if the enemy breaks through, they're going to have to get through all those people before they get to him. Why? He was close to God. He was in the secret place. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a place where you meet God? This reminds me of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus said that you go to the secret place, and the Father which seeth in secret will reward you openly. Make that your habitation. Make that secret place with God your dwelling place where you go. You can't call two places home. No, one of them's home. And I like what the songwriter wrote. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest near to the heart of God. Oh, my friend, don't settle to serve without his presence. Don't settle to teach without his presence. Don't settle to sing without his presence. Don't settle to usher without his presence. Don't try to be a husband without his presence. Don't try to be a wife without his presence. Oh, my friend, I want the presence of God. That's one of the things that God intends for a Christian life, is to enjoy his presence at all times. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Number two, in verses 4-8, I see the power of his word. He wants us to live in his presence, but he wants us to know the power of the word of God. Verses 4-8, he says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth is the word of God, the power of the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, there's only one offensive weapon. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I'm never afraid. Why? I have the truth. The truth of the word of God. Is it nighttime? Well, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Is it an arrow by day? No. No weapon formed against thee will prosper. I have the shield of faith wherewith I'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I don't need to fall because I've learned to use the sword. I've learned to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 1,000 will fall, 10,000, but not you. Why? You're using the word of God. When Jesus was attacked in the wilderness by Satan and tempted, he answered every time with the words, "It is written." He had victory with the scriptures. Well, that wasn't just for his sake. That was no doubt was for our sake. So we would know the way to have victory over temptation and victory over the attacks of Satan. We use the word of God. The Bible says in verse number 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Well, where do I see that? I see it in the Bible. We'll one day see it at the judgment, at the great right throne judgment of the unbeliever. Oh, the power of the word of God. You know, there's no success without it. Both times the only time the word success is used in the Bible, it's in connection with meditating in the word of God, Joshua 1:8. Psalm 1, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it says that whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, I want to know the power of the word of God. I want to live in the presence of God. And then thirdly, I want to enjoy the personal blessings from God. Verse 10 through 16, the Bible says that he'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. It'll bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love on me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Wow. Notice the blessings here. Protection. No evil befall thee. Verse number 10. God takes the evil and he works it together for my good. So he did that for Joseph. And he did that for Job. So he didn't say he'll take the afflictions, but he'll take evil and work it for good. God protects us. No evil befall thee. Number 2, victory. Victory. You're going to slay the lion and the serpent and the dragon. I mean, you can trample them under your feet. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us so. We have power to overcome because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So the blessings are protection, and it's victory, and it's deliverance. He delivers from those of us who set their love on him. And he has set his love on us. He delivers and he honors. When we set our affection, our focus, our eye, our heart upon God. Oh, let's put our love upon him. We have protection. We have victory. We have deliverance. And then he comforts us in trouble. I'll be with him in trouble, verse 15. I'd rather be with him in trouble than without him on a throne. There's times he with us, he may leave us with angels in charge, but the truth is, when we're in trouble, he is with us. What'd the psalmist say? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thou art with me. Emmanuel, God with us. The blessings that come from God. Answered prayer. He'll call unto him, and I will answer him. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And to him that seeketh, he'll find. God answers prayer. O thou that hearest prayer, is what the psalmist said. Wouldn't you like to have answers to prayer? What a blessing to pray. Not just to say our prayers, but to pray and have answers to prayer. I'm thankful for the blessings of God because it's protection. It's victory. It's deliverance. It's comfort. It's answered prayer. It's length of days. It's length of days. Now, Psalm 90 said, we spend our years as a tale that is told. 80. Here, he says that with long life will I satisfy him. With long life I'll satisfy him. Oh, I'm going to be satisfied. It's a satisfying life. It's a long life. It's a wonderful life. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. And then salvation. He says at the very end, I will show him my salvation. He shows us salvation. Now, we see the way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. We see the wonderful salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And one day, we'll see him face to face. Well, this is the Psalm of Life. Living in the presence of God, in the secret place, knowing the power of the Word of God, the Scriptures, and believing and receiving the personal blessings from God. My friend, that's satisfaction. That's satisfaction. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. What a life. Living for God and giving our life to him. Live in his presence today, will you? Be in that secret place. Know the power of the Word of God. Spend time in the Scriptures. And then receive those personal blessings from him. What a satisfying life it is to live for our Savior and our great God, Jesus Christ. Well, I hope you have a great Friday. Usher out this last day of September. Let's bring in that new month of October, now heading into the last quarter of this year, 2022. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Gonna soon, in 3 months, turn the calendar over. But I hope you have a great day today. See some of you at RU tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing the rest of you in church on Sunday. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.